Hi, it's Joe.
Hey, Joe, it's Sam over at Cardiff. How are you?
Hey, good, Sam. How you doing?
Hey, not too bad, not too bad. Saw I missed your call. Wanted to
No, that's okay. So, yeah, I mean, I guess the thing is I'm getting ready to open that store tomorrow, so I've been a little bit busy, but
nice.
I want to see if maybe we can kind of relook at that because I've been watching her credit. Her credit has jumped up like 60 points since last month.
Oh, nice. Did you guys clean up the utilization a little?
Well, yeah, oh, yeah, huge. So it looks like one of them on 912, that's why it was wanting to wait a day or two before you run the credit again, because Capital One, there's a couple of cards that she's got, and one of them, the $7,500 credit limit, it was pretty maxed out for a while. And then when we got that money, I guess she paid all that down, so which is good.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah, so it's been pretty good. So all those counts are really kept at zero. So her score is, like I said, last I looked at it on Credit Karma, showed 680. Uh-huh. And before that was like 613 when I was dealing with you. So I know it's not exactly because when you guys pull it, it's different from the credit bureaus. But
sure.
It's not really too far off, though.
No, it shouldn't be too far off, yeah. I mean, it's usually give or take like 10 points.
Wow, okay. So that's, I'm wondering if we wait a day or two. I want to wait till that post. It's supposed to, I get another update tomorrow. But I think it's going to push her over into the 700s, which should really help our deal.
Yeah, if you get pushed over 700, it should. Now, would we be looking at trying to do the payoff with Kalamata still?
Yeah, it would have to, unless you guys.
Yeah. Okay.
Won't do anything else, right? You won't. Otherwise, you're in a second position.
Yeah. So it would come down to the total amount that you're trying to get. You would still.
Yeah.
Be shooting for the 250.
Yes. Yes.
Oh. Okay. Okay. Well. Yeah. I mean. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was gonna say, but being that it's, you know, I'm paying $2,500 a week on that, so it keeps chipping away at that the longer I wait. You know what I mean? So which gives me more money in my pocket.
Absolutely, yeah. The lower that balance gets, the more you're going to net.
Right.
100%. Now, how about this? Did you have an idea of, you know, let's say we get it posts, the credit jumps up, we get you a good approval. Did you have any idea of when you were looking to go through with the payoff loan?
Oh, as soon as we do that, I could do it this week. I mean,
Okay.
Yeah, it'll be quick. I mean, I'm not going to hold you up.
Okay, because if that's the case,
I just wasn't ready to do it at that point. You know what
no,
I mean?
No, I understand, and that all kind of came up really quickly finding out about that second Kalamata loan. So I mean, I know where I know what you were working with. I know it, but if that's the case, then I'm happy to keep your slot for the executive pricing on there.
Because
I still have both of my slots for the month. So
okay,
I mean, I know we've.
Well,
we've
I'm hoping we can. Do you think you're going to be able to do better with a better credit score? Because you were working with a pretty low score before.
Yeah, I mean, I'm happy to do it. Take a look at. I mean, give me a second. I'll pull
honestly,
up exactly
I
what we had
this,
last time.
I was working with DealStruck. Have you heard of them?
No, I haven't.
Instructors or they're. I don't know. But they first came in. They go, oh yeah, I'm going to do 5%, and so they dragged me out, and all of a sudden they came back and. I don't know. They came up with some ridiculous amount, and I'm like, you guys basically held me up. You know, this other guy was at 25%, and it's like for 12 months. I said, well, you know, and of course they all want to see your deal, and it's like On Deck, and it's like, oh, I can do a better deal with On Deck. I'm like, no, I'm not going to give you, I'm not going to give a broker the same deal I already have. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's kind of where I'm at. So I'm just kind of looking, I'm kind of shopping the best deal here, and so far, I mean, you've been the best one, and you've been easy to work with, and you have the best program. I mean,
yeah, no, I know that.
You have a best program. I mean, I hands down.
Yeah.
So I'm just trying to look for a little bit better. I mean, I've worked really hard to get her credit score up. I just want to see it result a little bit in the rate.
Okay. Okay. Well, yeah. I mean, I definitely want to do the same thing. So.
Okay.
Let's see. When do you think you want me to make an attempt at getting that approval for you?
Well, if you run the credit, you can run it within the same week, right, without it hitting our credit score again?
Yeah.
Isn't that how it usually works? So, I mean, I think if you ran it today, I mean, because you ran it, within a month?
Let me see.
How does that work?
I can see the day. Give me a second here.
Okay.
Let me see.
Because we literally open our store tomorrow, so, I mean.
Oh, wow, okay.
And that all that cash flow, you're not going to see any of that cash flow on the banking.
Yeah, I mean, as far as the bank account goes for September, because I don't think we have the September bank account.
No, I can get you September statements. That's no
problem.
Okay,
was the cash flow pretty consistent?
It actually got better. I mean, because remember, all that other stuff went away. In August, you still saw Kalamata until August 22nd. Then it dropped off, and then you had Ken Capital on there. You had Cabbage on there. You don't have any of that in September. It's clean.
Okay, beautiful.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. It got paid off in September.
Yeah, it drops off in September.
So they're gone, and I can give you even month to date if you wanted. I mean, if that's what they wanted, just to show it.
Okay, so perfect.
No, I feel pretty confident with the numbers now.
Okay. If that's the case, then I'll tell you what. I'm going to get in touch with kind of my supervisor, because I want to make sure that we can get you, the best rate possible, right? We've obviously been working, and we've gone through a lot. I feel like I know you pretty well. I want to get this done, man. I want to do it.
And that's, I've been dealing with two other guys, and it's like I'm tired of going back and forth and doing this car sales thing with these guys. And, the two other guys, one guy I don't trust at all. I can't. He's the one with the COJ, and I just don't. I don't feel comfortable with that.
Oh, he had you do a COJ?
He wanted me to. I didn't do it.
Yeah.
He wanted me to do a COJ, and he was willing to give me a second at 25% for $150,000. I'm like,
need to do a COJ. I know your file. You don't need to do it.
No, and that's the thing. It's like, he said, well, you're fine as long as, you don't stop paying. I said, but you're making me feel like I'm a criminal before I even do anything.
Uh-huh.
So, and then if you read through it, it's like, then you're going to pay all these different fees. And he doesn't want to call it a loan. He wants to call it a prepayment of, like, a future kind of thing.
Oh, a sale of your future receivables.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, I know all the games they play, man. I take it a whole lot more straightforward.
I feel pretty straight with you. I mean, I've been dealing with this other guy that just started his own business. He's been pretty good. He's out back east. But he's another one that he's just repeating what they say, and he's telling me, oh, yeah, I can get you a 5% loan and this and that. I'm like, okay, really? I'll give you a shot. If you can do a 5%, then it was – I did a conference call with the underwriter, and they're like, well, it's like 13 to 20% monthly payments. I'm like, okay, well, it's going up, but it's still below what I can get now. And then they come back with some ridiculous number, and it's like, well, wait a minute, what happened to it? And they were like, well, we're not giving you a cash. It's not one of those cash loans, blah, blah. I'm like, but you are giving me a cash loan. want to call it? I don't know. I just
call it what you want. We know what it is.
I just don't – I'm tired of dishonesty. I mean, it's just like – anyway. But, yeah, if you can do that, if you want to rerun it and take a look at it.
Yeah.
And we can talk later, and that'll be good.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll tell you what. I'm extremely busy right now. I probably won't be able to get to kicking the file off until this afternoon. But right when when I get back from lunch, I'll give it a full go. And I may or may not have an answer this afternoon, but tomorrow I'll at least give you a call.
Fine. I'm going to be so busy the next couple of days. So as long as I know you're working hard, that's cool.
Okay, perfect. And how about this, Joe? I know you guys, the last time we spoke, you said you're probably going to have some equipment needs. Is that coming up anytime soon for you?
Yeah, well, that's kind of what this is all about. It's for our Menifee store. So, yeah, there's going to be a ton of equipment, but that's the thing. You said you wanted to do this one first, and then we do equipment, right?
Yeah. So I'm just trying to paint a picture of a timeline here for me.
Probably within 30 days, right after that.
Okay.
Maybe even less. Because,
okay, perfect. Yeah, then you know what? Yeah. I'm sure I went over it with you before, but if we get you in, establish the relationship as an existing customer, when it comes to getting the equipment, I'm going to have some really good options for you.
Yeah, that's what you were saying. So, no, I'm good with that.
Okay, cool. All right, well, yeah, I will go ahead and I'll jump on it first thing in this afternoon when I get back from the lunch break.
Okay.
And then, I'll get you an answer as soon as I can. We'll go over and hopefully get this done.
Okay, Sam, thank you.
Okay, thanks a lot, Joe.
All right, bye.